Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has pledged to denuclearize and meet U.S. officials after meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Ryan Brooks reports on Kim's first known trip outside of North Korea since assuming power in 2011.
China says Kim is willing to both hold a summit with the United States and pursue getting rid of nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. A senior official from South Korea called the visit a positive sign ahead of Kim's upcoming meetings with Trump in Seoul. The White House said China had briefed Trump on the visit, and their statement seemed to take some credit for Kim's banquet in Beijing, saying that the U.S. maximum pressure campaign is working to create conditions for talks.
That's Ryan Brooks. Increased activity at a North Korean nuclear site has caught the attention of analysts and renewed concerns about the complexities of denuclearization talks. Luis Ramirez has more.
The findings come at a particularly sensitive time. North Korea tested its biggest nuclear device to date last September. Pyongyang claims it has an H-bomb. While the North hasn't conducted any tests since or test-launched any long-range missile since November 28th, the heightened activity at the Yongbyon complex could be ominous. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Wednesday, France honored a police officer who was killed last week after offering to take the place of a hostage during an attack on a supermarket. Police stations across France paused for a minute of silence that followed an observation of silence Tuesday by lawmakers in the National Assembly. The gunman in Friday's attack killed three other people, and the Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for the assault. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Wednesday, the Russian ambassador to Indonesia commented on the expulsion of Russian diplomats in dozens of nations and the accusation against Moscow regarding a nerve agent attack in Britain, calling it absurd.
So far, we haven't seen Russia, haven't been presented any results.
Speaking to foreign journalists just 10 days after assuming her new role in Jakarta, the ambassador said concrete evidence needed to be produced before any accusations could be made. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said it was pretty obvious Moscow was behind the use of a military-grade nerve agent against a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. Mattis also said that how Russia continues to interact with Europe is up to them.
Russia has the potential to be a partner with Europe. Its fortunes are married to Europe if it sees its way forward. And I think that right now we have to recognize that they've chosen to seek a different relationship.
Russia's RIA news agency said that Moscow will respond to the mass expulsion of Russian diplomats by Western countries in kind. It cited a speaker in Russia's upper house of parliament telling reporters that Moscow will respond symmetrically and observe parity when it comes to the number of diplomats. Lawyers for two Reuters reporters jailed in Myanmar asked the court Wednesday to throw out the case, saying there was insufficient evidence to support charges against the pair, who are accused of possessing secret government papers. The district court in northern Yangon agreed to hear arguments from prosecutors and defense lawyers about the motion on April 4th. Catalonia's parliament has passed a symbolic motion affirming the right to the Spanish region's former separatist leader, Carles Puigdemont, to be re-elected to his old job, even though he is in jail and facing a possible trial. Bronwyn Benito reports.
Pro-independence parties used their slim majority to approve the motion Wednesday and continue their defiance of the Spanish government. The Spanish Supreme Court has charged the separatist leader with rebellion. He was detained in Germany on Sunday on a European arrest warrant. German authorities are due to decide on his extradition. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Malaysia approved on Wednesday plans to redraw boundaries for more than a third of its parliamentary seats, changes that critics say will help Prime Minister Najib Razak cruise to a victory in a general election likely to be called within days. Hundreds of protesters marched to parliament ahead of the tabling of the motion, and opposition lawmakers raised their objections in the House of Representatives, with one member calling Najib a thief. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of America.